Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. We are full in effect. Everybody is here. We healthy. We feeling good, looking good, smelling like a million bucks. We known for the cologne, and we known for the sports takes as well. I am here with Blaze, Ricardo, Jersey, stand up in the building. I am Buddy. What's up, y'all?
What's happening? Hey. What's up?
Hey, man, look, man, we got a lot of stuff to get to, man, but I can smell football coming soon. Y'all smell football? Y'all smell fantasy coming? Is somebody putting a little fantasy?
The smell of pigskin?
I wish they would stop doing this leaking a game every...
They're still doing it, bro. They're still doing it right now.
Just tell us all the games and
they're trying to win the prime time, but they still be leaking in some games at a time. We will talk about some of the games that was leaked out as well. But
I thought it was just me, like,
you know, they do it just for people like you guys, right?
Why do I have to piss us off?
No fucks about this schedule, and for the people who do, that's why they do it. Like. I mean, they just tease us,
give us a little piece of steak or something, huh? Like, we have to man to give us a little piece of steak that's seasoned with salt, pepper, and garlic, and it's medium.
You know, people want to plan. People want to plan for
extra,
you know,
crack, the black crack pepper.
Right. And it's not even just the fact that, you know, like, yes, it's like literally just also annoying. It's like, all right, another update, like, it's.
The NFL, you can't tell me they don't know how to make money, man.
Nah, they want to play with our emotions.
They start a feeding frenzy. Oh my God, we got the first two games. Oh God, what's next? Who's my team playing week three? Oh my God. And everybody's like, everybody click, read, and how do you make schedule reveals a moneymaker? That's crazy.
It comes on prime time.
I didn't
even know it comes on TV.
Yes, it's coming on tonight at 8 o'clock your time, 7 on ESPN, NFL Network. It revealed their prime time hours.
I could never imagine me caring enough about any sport to
and then their
schedule reveal. and I love sports, but
and then they have the games at Christmas. They're not telling us who is going to be the provider?
Netflix have the so now I got to get Netflix now, bro. Like somebody had tweeted out, it was like, bro, the price of all the different streaming services you have to watch all these football games.
It's ridiculous. Is it wrong?
You got to have NFL Plus. You got to have this. You got to have that.
I don't. Yeah, I turned on YouTube and I listen to the YouTube people and they do it.
Okay. You gotta have Paramount. You gotta have.
But yeah, the thing about it is, like, personally, me and Downey, you know, from the Streaming Advisor, Downey. Remember, he came on. Ryan Downey. Yeah, we were talking
the Cowboys YouTube guy too.
Oh, we were talking about this yesterday. I'm like, Sunday Ticket should be the amount of money they ask for Sunday Ticket. You should be able to watch every NFL game, but you only could watch stuff that's on Sunday, which is ridiculous. What about Sunday night? What about Monday? What about Thursday? You can't watch those. You have to go somewhere else.
You want to watch the games that just don't come on Sunday in the daytime. You want to watch the prime time game.
Well, for 300 and something, 300 and change.
NBC ain't playing that, man. NBC too much money. I was going to say,
I mean, you can't be surprised. But,
bro, $300 and change.
$15 billion. I'm like, no, we want to watch NBC. Like,
yeah, but you could take the commercials over. Use those commercials. Use the NBC, say it's an NBC feed, and use the NBC commercials. They're still getting paid for the commercials.
But
I'm paying you $360 for a package. I want to watch everything for $360. Don't I have to pay $360 for that package? Then I got to pay Paramount Plus. Then I got to pay NBC. What is that? Peacock? It's insane.
Yeah, because all of them sending their own particular money to them.
Right. That's exactly.
And now for those two Christmas games, if they go to YouTube, it'll be cool. But it's going to be on Netflix or
it will be on Netflix. Yeah. Yes, it will be on Netflix.
Are you sure?
Yes, it can.
Because they were saying.
I just seen the article, but yes, it will be on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. That's even better then. Okay.
Which at least you don't have to pay Netflix. Some type of way, because the NFL NBA used to have a gentleman's agreement that Christmas is normally basketball's day.
Yeah, forget gentleman agreement. That's right. Hilarious.
There's no gentleman agreement when it comes to money.
Right. I can see football having a gentleman's agreement with college football because it's in their best interest for people to be excited about the college players. But how is it in the NFL? We're the big guy on the block. Why should we do that for you?
Yeah, so for Christmas, you're going to see whether you watch football or you're going to watch basketball.
People got to make a choice now. But as far as tonight, because we recorded on Wednesday, everybody, but y'all may be listening to this Saturday. Also, shout out to Dodge Radio. We will be airing on Dodge Radio at 6 o'clock Eastern and also 11 o'clock GMT time. That's the UK time zone. And the way to get us is just tell your smart device to enable Dodge Radio, and you will check us there on the Saturday. Also, you can check out Dodge Radio and the other programs they have throughout the week as well. But
yes, sir.
But I just want to say this: we know what Ricardo's doing tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. He's not watching the schedule.
He said he doesn't care.
He gives zero.
No, I'll God willing, I'll be sleeping at 8 o'clock. Yeah, so that's what I have these gentlemen here for. They can tell me anything I need to know tomorrow.
I'm confused about this. But you know that the schedule is out. The only, like, the Cowboys, I saw the Cowboys schedule.
Yes, I know who we was playing for a couple of weeks. We just didn't know when they was playing. But we do know the teams we are playing.
Yeah. We don't know the day of the week, but we do know the week order as well. It just doesn't show what day of the week.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. When I looked at the list, it wasn't in a particular order. I'll double check. But when I looked at the list, the Browns wasn't the first name on our list when I looked at it. And I looked at it last Wednesday because I was talking about it on Clubhouse.
No, I looked at it. So maybe it isn't actually in a particular order. Maybe I just read because I didn't know that it wasn't. So the way I read it, when I looked, as soon as you sent that Browns text message.
The Browns was number one when you looked at it.
And they were number one, but it might have been that all those other ones are.
Might have been because
their names start with a B and the Browns alphabetical order thing.
Or they could have just actually have known by then that the Browns were number one.
Or they probably modified it too. They come up.
It had Tampa Bay. Week 16, it ended with an NFC East team, which is also a hallmark of the NFL schedule. You always play a divisional game week 18. Week 18.
Yeah.
So I the only thing it didn't show was the time, who was home or away, or what day of the week it was. But it said week this. So if you check out FB schedules and you don't want to deal with that, you know.
And people who go to games and travel for games, I mean, they obviously care a lot, you know, because they're trying to get their itineraries together.
Season ticket holders and vice versa. Right.
But I think if you're a season ticket holder, you're going to stop whatever you're doing and go anyway.
No. When you're a season ticket holder, you're figuring out which game you are going to sell and recoup all that money.
Yeah.
And then what games you're going to allow your kid to go to once.
That's true, yeah. Not everybody's a diehard like that.
They're diehard. Yeah, boy is a diehard, but he also loved that bread. And he got a big screen TV.
Yeah, tickets are expensive. When I had the season tickets for the Chargers, oh my God.
My boy's father sold those Cowboys Giants tickets for $1,700 a piece. He just waited right up to the morning and just sold them for $1,700 a piece.
Oh, wow.
I have a friend who's going to England to see the Mets play this weekend.
Why?
Yeah.
They want to go to England and they want to see the Mets play.
So they would be going to England regardless.
Yeah, they got family there. Yeah.
Man, I'd rather go to the Mets game in New York. You know, you get the feel of the Mets. You know,
they've been to New York. They've been I almost call it Shea Stadium. They've been to Citi Field like a million times. They're a partial season ticket holder.
I see.
Yeah.
That brand is time for you to go, bro. Like, you got to show dedication to the Mets. Take that trip right now. Book your ticket. Get your butt to London right now to watch them play this week.
Weird side note.
No.
There are so many Boston Red Sox fans in the UK. It's crazy.
Really?
Like, yeah. But I don't know how it ended up. Maybe they were like one of the first teams to like play games over there. Like, you know,
they hate the Yankees. They hate the Yankees.
I don't.
But they have. They have a lot of Patriot fans.
That
there
could be
too,
the case. I could. See
yeah, is it a Boston? Is it a Boston team?
It could be. It could be a New England.
New York,
thing.
You know,
I don't know,
New York representing the usurper.
It's New
don't
England.
Forget about the Boston Tea Party. Yeah,
I was gonna say that too.
Don't forget about the Boston Tea Party, bro.
Well, maybe they like New England, like Ricardo said.
Yeah,
New
I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily a I hate Yankees thing. I think it's a that's I love Boston thing.
Yeah,
it could be. It could be. All right, so let's get into some of these other topics, man. We will come back to this NFL schedule thing. But let's get into some rest in peace. So we have first Sean Burrows, 43 years old, died of cardiac arrest. He's a former first round pick in MLB.
That name sounds very familiar to me too.
I forget the team he played for, but
yeah,
he's a former first round pick, 43 years old, man. I'm 2.5 years away from 43, man. That's crazy. Next we have Sharif Lawal. He died of cardiac arrest, too. He was 29. So in his first boxing match in round 4, he was fighting, got hit in the temple, laid on the ground. And the referee didn't even get to the count of 10 because they saw body was in real trauma. So they worked on him for 20 minutes, took him, rushed him to the hospital. He wound up dying on the way.
Yeah, this was his first pro.
Yeah, first pro fight.
Dangerous sport.
He just turned pro. This is his first.
I don't know if it's because we do this podcast, but over the last 2 years or so, 2-3 years, it just seems like there's been a lot of people dying in the ring. There was the Japanese boxer,
right?
Yep. A few months back.
Yep, it was.
But like I said, maybe I'm just more aware now.
Yeah,
probably.
Same thing, because we mentioned it all. We've been mentioning it quite a few times.
Yeah, at least three in the last couple of years.
So. The guy eventually died. It's a really weird experience when you just watch that fight and they're stopping. Oftentimes it's like a stoppage and you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you just hear, you read the next day that he just did not wake up or whatever. It's a real, you know, it's a really sobering experience.
Definitely rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, but also we have a rest in peace to ex-Chargers GM, NFL GM, A.J. Smith. His son works in the front office of the Falcons and released that his dad passed at 75 years old this past weekend.
Yeah, the architect of those
Damian Tomlin Chargers,
pre-Tom Telesco,
Breeze and Philip Rivers.
I actually met him once. He was
pretty nice.
Yeah, he's cool. Because I have a friend. He's the VP of the Hong Kong Bank. He's a Japanese guy, and Hoshi, and their bank supported the Chargers. They were a sponsor, so you know they gave him a game ball.
You're talking about HSBC, that bank?
No, not HSBC.
Oh,
no, it's another Japanese bank, and he's a professor here. Well, he's a professor at Berkeley now, and I met him there. He shook my hand. He's a nice guy.
Rest in peace.
Berkeley's a freaking state school. That's so crazy.
Yeah, it is. And we also UCLA have UCLA too.
Right. We also have one more rest in peace. Hall of Famer defensive back Jimmy Johnson with the 49ers passed away at 86 years old.
There's a lot of Johnson sports out here.
You said Jimmy Johnson, I thought first it was the coach. I was like,
I thought until just now that it was the coach. I just thought that my thing was reading it fast and you didn't put a space in between.
He's the Hall of Fame defensive back, played in the 70s with the 49ers.
Yeah, and then you also have Jim Johnson, the great defensive coordinator of those Donovan McNabb Eagles.
Oh, yep. Jim I remember Johnson. Jim Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a
Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver.
Yeah, yeah. Great, all-time great.
Because I was wondering, was this the defensive coach? But it had no correlation when I read the articles.
He's already passed. He passed away some years ago. Yeah, Jim Johnson. Wow, yeah, wow. Philadelphia.
Okay, yeah. I think I remember that now that you're bringing it up now. Yeah. Right, right.
And then there's Jim Johnson, the music producer.
Right.
Wait.
Yeah, so, from Miami.
Oh,
are you talking about? Is it Jimmy Jam?
No, Jim Johnson. He did like a lot of people. So, like that song, "Damn It, Man." He did that and some others.
Yeah, I think I looked at him as a producer before one time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Ricardo, man.
There's a lot of Jimmy Johnsons out here. There's a lot of them.
They are. They really are.
Jimmy Johns and John Shaw for Johnson.
Jimmy John, like a sub?
I mean, that could not be true. I could literally made that up, though. But Jimmy John, the sandwich.
Right.
Delicious, by the way, love their bread.
Or they could be two people.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy and John.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could be James and John.
That too.
Okay. We're about to get into players being paid. So I need to get your input on this and let me know how y'all feel about this particular player getting paid by the name of Jared Goff. He got a 4-year extension for $212 million, 170 guaranteed. The second highest paid quarterback on a yearly basis of $53 million a year. Joe Burrow, number one.
Don't call it a comeback.
call it line stability. And going for Super Bowl.
Don't call it a comeback.
So the line gave away $400 million of total contract between him, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Penei Sewell, the beast of a man on the offensive line. Beast of a man.
They're going swinging for the Super Bowl.
And the window is now. I can't blame them. The time is now.
It is.
Blaze, how you feel about this, man? I know you was kind of shocked when me and you first talked one-on-one. How you feel? Let the people know how you feel about this.
In 2 years, he went from nobody to somebody. Because remember, he was a nobody. No one wanted him. And now he's somebody. See what happens when you go to how far you go in the playoff? Now he's a somebody. Wow.
Hey, you know, I mean, he did play in a Super Bowl.
He did.
It's not like
he did. And then they kicked him to the curb.
4,600 yards passing that year. He went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so I remember that year.
Was there?
So. Was that year the year that they had that crazy game them Kansas City when they the score was like 98 or something.
That was early in the season, I believe. That was early in the season, but that's also with the year when we saw the last of Todd Gurley. Meatball came and was the running back and ran over the Cowboys. Meatball, by the way, everybody, is C.J. Anderson from the Broncos.
Yeah, I sure didn't know that.
Yeah, they start calling him. Remember, he got released from the Broncos, and you know, he gained quite a bit of weight till they started saying he looked like a meatball running the ball. So
I remember that.
I never heard that. Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
So his nickname was Meatball. Right, and couldn't. Oh man, that was the Super Bowl game was 13-3.
It was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever seen. Yeah. It was absolutely horrible.
What Super Bowl was this?
It was from the Rams and Patriots.
Patriots.
For,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Excruciating. 19? The only thing that made it interesting was that I was watching with a bunch of Scott Patriots fans, so you know they were absolutely rowdy. But I mean,
I gotta ask Kevin because he's a Ram fan, and he didn't like him. Goff, he was happy they got rid of him.
Well, Goff was horrible. He was. I mean, Sean McVay really had to scheme stuff up for him, but to his credit, he developed himself and.
Yep.
You know,
they both won. The Rams. Matthew Stafford got them a Super Bowl, and they have a potential. You know, they got the. You know what I'm saying? So they have a few quality quarterback for the next however long. So
I guess that GM he knew what he wanted, because remember the GM that's there in Detroit right now, it's the same GM that they had, the Rams had when they picked him. So,
because I remember when they traded him to Detroit, they were talking about him as, you know, a number one bust.
Yeah. I like a comeback story. I mean, he's gonna have a movie in 10 years. He'll have a movie. 5-10 years of doing.
Okay. Well, I like it. Give the Lions stability while they're in the pursuit of a Super Bowl. I hope he can stay healthy the whole year so he can pepper my arm around St. Brown, who I should have in the plethora of leagues. Hopefully, if Ricardo don't pick it for me.
Yeah, right.
And Thursday don't pick it for me. I don't gotta worry about Blaze. Blaze picked running backs in the first round. So
You know that's a lie.
You old school, Blaze. You're a running back guy, man.
No, I'm not.
Running back. I called you old school. He called you a boomer.
You old school, Blaze.
I remember, actually, you should ask Kevin about that. Kevin will laugh because I remember what
you would never pick a quarterback number one overall.
I picked up Johnson and Johnson, and people were like, "You're crazy." Everyone was putting me in my league was laughing at me, and I picked up Johnson and Johnson, and I won that year.
Andre Johnson and Kelvin Johnson. I was trying to get that connection from 2007 to 2009, bro. Me and
Bell. Oh, you never heard them? You never heard people talking about the Johnson and Johnson?
That was.
I'm pretty sure I think I had them. Our first year in illegal procedure, I had that combo.
Yeah, you had the combo. Yeah,
yeah. It cost me so much money though that I couldn't.
Really we were in the snake players. Leagues, right? Right.
Auction
league.
Yeah, it cost me a lot of money.
Okay, somebody else got paid, y'all. Y'all tell me how y'all feel about that. I used to watch his daddy play, Antoine Winfield Jr. for the Buccaneers. Got a 4-year extension, $84 million. And he got $45 million guaranteed. Not only is he the highest paid safety, he's the highest paid defensive back.
Right.
How you feel about
this? Did you say this is the first time that, or did the article say that this is the first time that a safety's been the highest?
Yep, it's the first time. Yeah, first time a safety's been the highest paid defensive back in the league. Yep.
I love it when they get paid. I love it when these guys get paid.
His dad was nice, too, but it seemed like
I love his dad, yeah.
Why? It seems like he's about to be on another level. He got some good genes, man. Like some.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm going to start going to some WNBA games to find my wife.
That's his mother is a former WNBA player?
No, but I'm not, so I at least need
some. No, he wants good genes. That's what he's trying to say.
I see.
You're wild, man. So, also the Suns. The Suns got a new head coach. 5-year, $50 million, Mike Budenholzer. So we was going over with somebody. I can't remember who I was going over this with. Why did Mike Budenholzer get fired?
I was going to say he never should have got fired from Toronto.
And not Toronto, Milwaukee.
I agree.
Milwaukee, I'm sorry.
Toronto.
No, Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee. I'm sorry.
And it's just because they lost in the first round to the Miami Heat. That magical year we was on a cruiser, that magical year where Jimmy Butler had that magical run.
They won a freaking
championship
the year before.
It was such a knee jerk. It was just that. That's the power of social media. It was just a knee jerk reaction
that doomed Milwaukee. one move,
and now they blessed with Doc Rivers. No blessing.
No. I don't know about a blessing. I wouldn't say a curse necessarily either, but it definitely, I don't know if it's a blessing.
You know, it'd be crazy if Mike Budenholzer brings, what's the guy that got fired? AJ?
No, the one, the basketball former player, right?
No. The one who Doc Rivers had snaked. I thought it was AJ something. I know his name with an A. I can't remember his name, but imagine if Boone would bring him as an assistant coach to be on the team, man.
Rather troll. Was he a former assistant of his before he got?
I believe so, because he got hired from the team to be the head coach this year.
Internally?
He
got promoted.
Yep, got promoted.
Internal promotion.
But I'll tell you what, man. Because I always liked Budenholzer. Like, even when he was with Atlanta, I thought he was a good coach. I don't know. I mean... Yes. And like, let's see, who was on that team? Dennis Schroeder, a young Dennis Schroeder was on that team, and they made the playoffs a couple of times. I always thought he was a good coach. So,
and you know, Kevin Durant said Oh man, I just had the Suns ex coach in my head, Frank Vogel. He said Frank Vogel's system was the problem, and if we had a better system, we would have had better results. So,
Why did he keep getting these high profile jobs if nobody ever cares for him, Frank Vogel?
I think he doesn't. Maybe he's just a really good interview guy. I don't know.
His teams normally have top five, top ten defense. That's right. How he won it when he was with the Lakers in that year. And I don't know, man. He's normally a really good defender. The bubble year? Yeah. Uh-huh. Normally he
won. I didn't even know it was the coach for that team. That's crazy.
Yeah, normally it's like he normally have good defensive teams.
So is he just like a type of a coach that you're at least going to hit a double with? Is that why you think? Like he's not going to bottom out for you?
Lakers aside, I think his team's underachieved. I thought his teams, when he first got started with Indiana, I thought his teams underachieved then. Okay. And Lakers aside, when he had arguably the two best players in the league at the time.
Right.
And in a very unorthodox situation with the bubble, like, I'm not taking away from that Lakers team, which I know love to do, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't a whole finals, you know, like there's definitely some extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, you should make an astute assessment on the situation at hand.
I'm not the biggest Frank Vogel fan, so
you're not the only ones out there. But he is a solid coach, though. I think he's solid.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just,
he's a Doc Rivers level. You know, maybe a little. You know,
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah, I put him in on Doc Rivers. Look about it. They both won a championship and they both underachieved everywhere else.
Just Doc Rivers underachieved way more, I think. Because some of the teams, Frank Vogel had, he never has Chris Paul.
No, right. Because Doc Rivers had
Small Paul, by the way.
Small Paul. No, he didn't.
So I guess we're gonna have to call Doc Rivers a Doc Creek because he's a small. He's come up small too. He's not small a river. That's a creek.
A Doc Creek.
Yeah. Doc Puddle. Not Dawson's Creek.
Doc Stream.
A Doc Puddle.
I don't know, man.
Y'all are hard.
That's not the mighty Mississippi, no sir.
I don't want to wait my whole life just to win without a Hall of Famer. I don't want to wait. My whole life just to win without a Hall of Famer, two or three.
So that would be Austin's Creek, not Dawson's Creek.
Funny.
Yeah, man.
Austin Rivers.
All right, man. Let's get into this next topic right here. Lomachenko knocks out Canavis in a boxing match win this weekend to win his world title. First win in 4 years that he got this world title back. So, Blaze, let us know about...
Wait, he hasn't won in 4 years?
No, he hasn't fought in 4 years. So what happened was he lost, and I don't know if you remember, then the Ukraine war. He joined the army with the Ukraine war.
Which is so bad.
Bleep. So he came back because his dad, he didn't really want to come back. He wanted to stay, I guess, at the war. So he came back because his dad wanted him to fight again. And he won. He knocked this guy out. He knocked him down in the 11th round. And guy got back up and then he knocked him out. You know, and then the other guy's dad, the Australian, his dad threw in the towel. Didn't want him to get hurt.
Yeah, give a little more context for the people, Blaze. In the first three rounds, it was kind of competitive. He took a big hit from the other guy. I can't pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. He took a really big hit to the body. He said it took him a while to get used to it. Then from the fourth round on, he landed over 50% of all his punches, Jersey. Now, I don't know how often does that happen in boxing.
Not often.
The dude's face was taken by the sixth round. His face looked like the other guy landed over 50% of his fight. He had cuts on his face, his eyes, and everything. And he said he wanted to just wear him down and wear him down to the end.
And the crazy thing is,
now they want to fight.
He's an underachieving boxer for what he was. They said he was going to be like the next. This guy was going to be Sugar Ray Leonard good when he came out. Like this dude, because he He won a championship in his like ninth fight ever.
Oh, you're talking about Lomachenko? Yeah, Lomachenko. He came out really good. He was undefeated. Then he lost. Now they want him to fight Tank Davis. They wanted to fight Tank Davis.
Yeah, because this was a light heavyweight fight. Blaze.
No. This was lightweight.
Lightweight. Okay.
Lightweight. Yeah, it's 135 pounds.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
You think that's okay, bro? I get confused. I get confused too. So many spurs and don't worry about that, bro. I get confused so.
This is my problem with professional boxing. Like, how does one, the average fan, I guess the average fan don't necessarily care about titles and such, and they just want to see somebody get their face busted open, but
no, the average fan, like those fans, well, yeah, you're saying average fan, the high end fan,
the casual fan,
the casual fan,
because I'm like, you have 15 million belts, titles. Think about this. If a person cannot box in 4 years, come fight one fight and win a title, you're like, what the hell? Like,
Then you have all these rules. Then you also have all these rules. Redhead Mexican, what's his name? Canelo. Uh-huh. Canelo, if he doesn't fight, he has a belt. And if he doesn't fight someone by a certain date, they're going to strip him of that belt. And he might not want to fight that guy because he has another guy in the other belt lined up to
make more money.
So it's crazy.
You got something to say,
To Ricardo's point, well, no, you're not wrong, Ricardo, because look at where boxing is as a result. I mean, we're talking about these guys, but Lomachenko in 1998 would have been a much greater household name.
Right, yeah.
Back when there was less of that. You know, there was still some of that. There was still a super. But then you have, like, the WBO, the IBF, IBF Continental Americas of South New Jersey champion. Hold on, hold on,
hold on. Wow. Don't forget about the WWB.
You know, like, you are right, Ricardo. It has done something to this.
Well, I guess it watered it down.
And right. Now you can't even, how do you truly, there's only room to promote like a handful of the major guys.
I'm going to ask one question that I think might prove my point. Buddy.
Oh, you proved your point.
Just to nail in the coffin. Buddy, who's the heavyweight boxing champion of the world right now?
Tyson Fury.
Is he the only one?
He's not. We actually about to talk about this fight.
That's gonna be on this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, good job, Ricardo. Good job.
So we about to talk about it right now. That was the next thing on the list. So Tyson Fury versus
excellent segue.
Oleksandr Usyk. So this is the crazy part about this fight. They also fighting this weekend, this Saturday, with the 18th. They fighting on the 18th, and whoever wins will be the undisputed champion, be the third person ever to be the undisputed champion. We have not seen that since 1999.
Yep.
Who was that 99? Lennox
Lewis? It was Crawford. Did they say Crawford? Was it somebody?
No, it's probably Klitschko, right?
Oh, Klitschko, 99.
It was two names. I just can't remember. It was somebody with a C. Oh, man.
It's probably Klitschko. Well, I don't know what they do in Ukraine. They must have really good water because all these boxing, these guys are coming from Ukraine. Because the guy Tyson Fury is fighting this weekend
is from Ukraine as well.
He's from Ukraine also, and he was at the. I think he went did the war too. So
the Klitschko brothers, right?
No, but that's the Klitschko brothers had the heavyweight before. And they were both from Ukraine too, and they're both fighting in the war too.
Yeah, Klitschko brothers are in the war. Yeah,
guy Yuchev is also from Ukraine too, and fighting. This is gonna be a good weekend. This is gonna be good weekend.
So big, honestly, the Klitschko shouldn't even. I don't think you can if you're that big. You can fight, or is it? I think my grandfather had a lot of issues getting into the military in World War II because he was like 6'6". They are a huge target.
Yeah, I know. Like, there are certain height and limits. What's his name? David Robertson. He could only be in the Navy. He was too tall to be in the Army. He could, 7 feet tall. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
And he's probably too tall for the plane, right?
That's crazy. I did not know.
He couldn't fit in any fighter jet. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
See, you learn something.
Yeah.
You learn something new every time you tune into the sports cycle.
Yeah, physiologically speaking, women actually make the best fighter pilots. They can, generally speaking, they can handle more G-forces than men.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they can handle that pressure.
God.
The views of Blaine. It's only the views of Blaine.
Hey.
That do not reflect the sports cipher. All right.
5 years of air cadets. That's what I learned.
Man, oh man. Let's breaking news right now. So Caitlin Clark's debut yesterday was the highest rating watch WNBA game since 2001 with 2.1 million views yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And social media is dumb because they were talking about her disappointment debut, and I didn't think there was anything.
What?
Because
she started slow. She had like 5 or 6 turnovers, but she ended up with 20 points. They lost, but she ended up with 20 points, and it wasn't a bad game. She started slow because she's a rookie.
Game in the NBA.
She still finished with 20 points and stuff. Like, I don't know. Right. Bro. She just started slow.
So people are like, compare her first game to any WNBA Hall of Fame or any player, any professional basketball player's first game. It's not bad. It was a good game.
And I saw that too, Ricardo. It was definitely disappointing. Yeah. When I saw something, I'm like, wait, this was disappointing? I know she had some turnovers and stuff. Cool. Yeah. I mean,
and you know, she's not playing college kids anymore. Right. Like,
she's playing grown women in kind of peak shape. Like,
yeah.
And they're coming for her. Right. Like they like she's coming in as a first, as the one that she is the most. She's one of the most recognizable. I might argue how great, you know, where she stands on the greatness scale, but as far as the recognizability, she might be the most recognizable of all time from women's college basketball.
I'm happy that the WNBA has charter planes now. They don't have to fly in commercial.
I'm glad the sport growing, man. So hopefully it can keep growing to where everybody can make more money than the top person.
I wish that too, bro.
Right.
I think they need to make more money. Yeah, so they don't have to go to Russia and play in Russia.
They can't go to
Russia
China anymore, right?
Well, they can still go to China.
Okay.
I'm playing China.
Yeah, but you know the sport gotta make like you said, this is the first time the team getting charter planes. Like something that's been. I'm just glad the sport growing, man. I just want to keep growing, man. ESPN, I saw they have fantasy WNBA, man. I might have to give it a gander 1 year.
Well,
oh really?
Cheering.
Yeah,
a
I saw the email
the
about
New
that.
York
they say
Liberty
fantasy WNBA.
To do my part.
Why?
Just because I want women's basketball.
I thought there was a player on there you particularly like, so you were okay. I thought they drafted somebody.
I mean, I'm just gonna be a front runner. And
no,
say,
I see what you're saying.
Brianna.
Okay, yeah. I thought you like had a personal interest in someone they drafted.
No. Okay. My favorite player retired. Maya Moore. She retired.
Wasn't she? Oh, I think we did a story on her. She was doing like pro bono work to help people in jail.
Yeah, she married him.
Yeah.
She got him out of jail and married him.
Right, man. Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Wow.
This is the best time to go get the tickets because the tickets are not that expensive. For all the WNBA.
You could probably go to a Liberty game for, I don't know, $25 or something like that.
I would love to go to the Garden to see them for $25. I would.
Tickets. I know they were advertising season tickets.
Now, I'm not going to get season tickets, but I definitely would be willing to go to a couple games. Want to see if my cousin's a New Jersey High School Hall of Famer, and she tried out for the NBA and played in the Worlds. And I'm like, come on, you need to support. Come with me to a couple games. You need to support.
Okay, that's definitely, man. If I'm up there in NJ with you, bro, let's do it. Let's go to Madison Square. Because, you know, I'm welcome now, even though Charles Oakley said he's not going back there until James Dolan apologized to him and he wants his apology.
Is he allowed to go back there yet, though?
He doesn't want to go himself after
Dolan. I don't think he's banned from the building anymore.
Okay.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's a little too much, I think. They should not have banned him.
It was a thing. They arrested him.
Dolan
got him. I know this is going to sound crazy. Yeah. I know it's going to sound crazy, but I
was Spike. Okay was Spike with, Lee okay
with the arrest and the ban?
Was Spike Lee banned from there too, or he just had a problem?
No, they would.
Nah, he was never banned.
Nah, that boy. Nah, he
walls
he
lives at that from that.
Yeah, right,
that would be.
Strange. I know he had a problem there. He spoke out about it, but I can't remember.
That would be.
I think he was speaking out about. I think it might have been about the Charles Oakley.
Yeah,
thing.
About the Oakley.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I don't know if
Spike Lee always been in good accord.
Him having some kind of running, but I think it might have been like a misunderstanding. I know what you're talking about, Blades. I do remember.
Yeah, because they didn't want him to go through the certain door or something.
Yes, that's what it was. Security stopped him. Like, I guess he had the exit or an entrance that he uses all the time, somebody was maybe doing their job too well, kind of thing.
Or someone was probably new.
Top flight security.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, so we're about to get into our next topic, which is some of the primetime games in opening week. And I guess we can start it off with Thursday as the Ravens meet the Kansas City Chiefs. Lamar Jackson meet up with Pat Mahomes again. But wait, he brought a little friend that's 6'4", 247 pounds by the name of Derrick Henry with him. So what y'all think about this matchup?
I think that it's a great... You know, I think it's a fairly
nice opening, great
matchup.
I think it's a great opening.
I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting game.
Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, CC, his former teammate that he goes against his ex-team, Hollywood Brown. Mark Andrews, Travis.
You know what's so funny? It feels like Brown played so little for Baltimore that, I mean,
I don't think that that's going to be much of a storyline.
you
already know what the logic of being fancy football plays. Revenge game.
Revenge game.
Yeah, it might be for Brown.
Revenge game.
He might feel that way because he got traded.
Right.
Like, y'all gave up on me? I'm going to give you 1,000-yard season.
And he probably snickered at all that has happened for all of the catches that Rashad Bateman hasn't made when they chose him over.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now.
I think it's probably a wash because, I mean, he's been hurt too. So how many, you know,
yeah, but even after he got traded. Well, even from before last year, the year before last, he had an 1,100-yard season.
I didn't know he did that well.
Yeah, with the Cardinals.
That's because it was for the Cardinals. And, right. And they weren't really relevant.
It was like empty calories.
And he probably wasn't on your fantasy team, so therefore
yeah, he probably wasn't on your fantasy team.
Pretty much, really... you know me in football,
and the Cardinals wasn't winning, so you probably that was all
right,
right, man. But I think it's gonna be a good one. I think that's gonna be a really, really good one, man. The next day, Friday in Brazil. In Brazil, we will have the Packers versus the Eagles. I think that's another
good game.
That's the first Friday night. That's the first Friday night football game, right?
I want to tell you, that game actually intrigues me more than the Chiefs.
Really?
Well, let us know what's on your mind.
Because I'm more curious. I know what the quarterbacks of those teams are. I want to see what Jordan Love is, and I think this is a good test. So I just want to see. I mean, obviously, it's the first game of the season, so you don't put too much stock in it. But I'm just curious to see where Green Bay is specifically, and you know the upgrade. Like, so I want to see what wrinkles they're going to how they're going to use Saquon Barkley, you know, in the first game, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that second game is actually more interesting, but
and you know what's so crazy? I started working on my top 25 fantasy quarterbacks, tight ends. You know, that's coming up next month. I'll be dropping that. And I felt like I had Love too low at 9. I think I want to see if I can try to look at some projections and get him up there to like 6 or 7, man.
Who are we talking about?
Love.
George Love.
Love.
Oh, Love. Oh,
I think okay. Love might be my breakout quarterback of the year. I don't know. I'm feeling that way.
I think a lot of people might feel that way. So
what about CJ?
CJ, I believe I have him at number 6 right now. And I have Lamar Jackson number 2 and Pat Mahomes at number 4.
But I don't know. But would you consider CJ Stroud a breakout pick though?
No, he's
I'm out talking to Blade specifically. Because I was like, yeah, I don't know if he's like, I wouldn't consider me a diamond in the rough kind of, hey, he's gonna take a big, like, I think people already believe in him. But I mean, you know, I get what you're saying.
But, yeah. You know,
he's
a
breakout pick if you think he can finish top 3.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah,
and he do have the weapons, Jers. He do have the weapons.
You think Patrick Mahomes number? Well, we'll table this till when.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but you're gonna. I'll just say it right now. Patrick Mahomes is my number. He's got a 4.28 and a 4.2 best time. I want to see Patrick Mahomes finishes the QB10 with Rishi Rice. I want to see this guy's gonna have all that. He's gonna be throwing left handed bombs.
Now, I'll let you know everybody. This. The reason
Click, I say cue the Taylor Swift
for now because I'm seeing that Rishi Rice may get 8 to 10 games, and I would just,
Worry about that. Xavier Worthy on a straight line, Hollywood Brown, stay healthy, Travis Kelce, just be a.
And that's a big thing. You got to worry about that. That's a big thing for Travis, for Hollywood Brown to stay healthy. That's something you got to worry about because he's not often healthy for a lot of his career. So that's another thing to worry about.
Yeah, but Patrick Mahomes got a lot of weapons now. They're giving the guy.
We got a guy that may miss 8 to 10 games. We got a guy with an injury question mark.
They were saying that Rice will not get suspended until maybe next year because he has to be plead guilty unless he pleads guilty. Because by the time
hold on. I don't think that means anything. We've seen people be completely innocent and get suspended, so I don't know why.
Right. No, but usually, in the NFL, you have plays. No. Usually, in the NFL, you have to have a guilty plea.
No.
Like the guy in New Orleans. Yeah, you do. No, the guy in New Orleans.
He got suspended and he had no plea or nothing. He got suspended for 6 games.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's true. You're right.
True,
but remember, what's his name? The New Orleans running back. What's his
name? The receiver, Dante Stallworth?
I'm talking about the running back Kamara. That beat up the guy. They waited for the next year. That it happened. No, it happened that.
That was because illegals. Because the court date got pushed back, so that was legality that did that.
Yeah, but, so I thought that you had to be.
But he already admitted that he did it. Right?
Yeah, he already did it. Yeah, it's something that's already like proven already. It's nothing that's in question. Like Emma Kamara was in the question.
He's gonna get suspended this year. I can't say for how long.
But if all else fails, I can always move him up. It's not June yet. that's what I have right now. So I can always move him up. Number one is Josh Allen. Just because of his running ability, man. I think he's.
But he has no quarterback. He has no receivers.
Oh my God! There is zero Josh Allen on my team. He has no. His weapons are.
Gone?
No, I don't want Josh Allen.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen still got double-digit touchdown upside, man.
I don't like them to score a lot of touchdowns.
I don't understand. They got rid of I understand that they had to get rid of all their, you know, their good players when receivers and stuff. But they didn't pick up in their draft. They didn't pick up. I thought they would go crazy and pick up a lot of receivers to replace.
They picked up one.
I just don't believe in them.
they only got one. They only got one, right? One receiver.
I mean that was the top receiver they picked. I don't know how many receivers they got. I didn't pay attention to the player. I just know they picked one top receiver that they traded back up for.
But they had other holes to fill too. They got a lot of things. They're kind of like in a slight rebuild right now. So
yeah, they have no their defenses.
They're not a
yeah,
real. Their they're window not has closed. Contender or anything.
Their window closed.
Yeah, their window closed. Yeah.
Last year was their window. I feel like that.
And I feel like the defense took a step back too. I just thought that it might be that type of dude that can rack up fantasy points just by necessity. Like
I just don't think he has upside, and I think he has I mean, I finish as a top seven.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put him in. I wouldn't put him as my number one.
Yeah, I respect that, and that things might change for me. That's just what I have opening right now. I'll just give you a little insight to that. Yeah. Well, let's get into a couple of those primetime games. I know one everybody going crazy for Cowboys at the Browns. Stephen A. Smith was like smiling, happy about that. The Cowboys going to lose an opening game. You know, he did a Stephen A. Smith thing.
Well, Vegas has the Browns to win by 1 point.
they have a line on a September game. Right?
Yeah, of course. Already. That's what I'm saying.
No, you know, every game injured yet for real. Right. Like their preseason snap hasn't occurred. Like,
oh my god, that is hilarious.
All the cuts haven't even happened yet.
Right,
and Monday
June 1st cuts people getting signed after June 1st extensions that go up to what July 15th usually. Yeah. You know,
everybody signed an extension except for T. Higgins. Everybody else has been taken care of. That was part of that tag and everything, transitional tag franchise. So everybody been taken care of instead of T. Higgins.
Yeah, but if the Cowboys do end up extending Dak Prescott, that changes what they can do in June 1st cuts as far as cap space. Changes the team.
Right. And, I'm on the show. Vegas will probably change too.
I mean, it's not silly for them because they're going to get money. But
right. And, you know, people bet all year round. So there's always going to be someone looking to bet money on
somebody
something.
Somebody can get something. They feel like something's too low. It's the time right now to capitalize on that. If you feel like something too low and you feel one way about it.
There's guys that bet on the touring costs at the Super Bowl.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
It's great.
I actually saw that. You know, the last game is the Jets and the 49ers Monday night. Aaron Rodgers back on Monday night again, where it went wrong last year against the Bills. He's there to get over that mental hurdle.
I doubt he has a hurdle. Cool.
Me too. Well, I'll just say. This is Monday night. Oh, it's scary. Monday. Ooh.
Where is it going to be?
I don't know.
It would make sense for them to make it in. If I
tune
in
tonight,
make it in New Jersey because
tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. You will see where
he'll be asleep.
Right. Y'all can text me in the morning. I'll see it or later tonight when I wake up.
Right. So we have an MVP of the NBA. His name is Nikola Jokic, the Joker. He is the 9th player to win the MVP for 3 times.
Sheesh.
And you know, not according to Shaq. Shaq.
Yeah. But you know what, buddy? So, and I actually agree with Shaq, too. I think SGA should have been MVP this season. But And you know how big of a Joker. And I was on Joker early. No, Diddy. So.
No, Diddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a guy that was on Joker super early. Can you speak up, please?
Yes.
He was on Joker when people were
still saying you should start Yusuf Nurkic over him.
And he was still with Nurkic. So I remember this is the 1 year Jersey played fantasy. So I see Jersey pick this guy up. I'm like, there's two people he picked up. It was Jokic and it was Caris LeVert. And I had no ever loving idea who both of these dudes was. So I go do research on them and stuff. These dudes playing maybe 10 minutes a game, if that. Mm-hmm. And but Jersey, then all of a sudden, Denver traded Nurkic to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic became a starter second half of the season around February. And he finished pretty nice. You know, it wasn't that Joker we see now, but
right.
You can see it coming. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
You see the shades.
How the world Jersey was on this? I'm like, how you knew? How you knew? All of a sudden, LeVert didn't do it that year, but he did it the next year. And I'm like, how you knew?
With New Jersey?
Right. I'm like, how you knew?
He's still my favorite player in the league now. And
Caris LeVert?
No,
the Joker.
But
yeah, he's my favorite player too.
I really want somebody Houston. I don't like having a favorite player that's not on my team.
Holy, Joker not good, Cardo. You remember what they said when you was arguing the exposed group?
The man. Joker's
not good.
What?
Wait. He's overrated.
Bro, last year.
Hold on, let me draft the number one overall.
Somebody said to me, they was like, yeah, but who was they going up against? I forgot. What person they said was going to shut down Joker because Joker got slow foot speed and people don't guard him. That's who was saying that? I don't know who was the other player.
I can't remember who the player was. I can't remember.
Were they talking about? They're like, yeah, watch what they put Tatum on. I'm like,
because they mentioned a bunch of trolling. No,
they were serious.
Where was this, on Clubhouse?
No, this was in a sports group, a text group. Yeah. And I was just like, bro.
Nah, they meant it. They called me one. They called me one on one and was telling me that they saw that they meant it. They meant it.
And my thing was, you know, he's won two MVPs, right? So you're telling me in those two MVP years and his this other all-star years, no one thought to put a good defender on him? Like. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if it was that easy, I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
If it was that easy, then everybody do it.
Yes.
All right, yes. Man. So let me know this. So, lottery is out. The top 10 picks is out there. So, oh, wow. I say, oh, wow, the Brandon Fox spinning the... a gem today.
Surprise, remember, I told you what I said yesterday. I said, but his peripherals are good.
Right.
Or was that dude for the Diamondbacks?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Although I don't fault you for dropping them. I'm just saying.
No, I picked them back up today.
The breakout was coming.
Yeah. I picked them back up today. Did stream them. Okay, so we're here. So these are the top 10 picks for the draft, and we'll see if this means anything. I got a question to ask you, Jerz, right after I go through the top 10. So number one is the Hawks. Number two is the Wizards. Three is the Rockets. Four is the Spurs. Five is the Pistons. It sucks to be at the worst record in the league and be number five.
I know, man. I'm like, Pistons got railed. I personally don't care for this. Well, we'll talk about that.
Six is the Hornets. Seven is the Blazers. Eight is the Spurs. Nine is the Grizzlies. 10 is the Jazz. So the question I was going to have, and you can answer it too, Ricardo, Blaze, if you know too. So the question is, does these picks mean anything? Because I heard this draft wasn't that great. What type of draft is this?
I heard it's one of the worst drafts in years. So
what type of draft is the question?
It's a big draft. But I don't like the way they do their draft like that. You know, rolling the dice. If you're the last, team, you should have the first pick.
Nah, they're trying to stop teams from tanking.
Teams still tank, so I don't get it. For many reasons,
I don't get it at all.
Because Dallas tanked just a year ago, so I mean, teams still tank. It doesn't really change much, but.
My thing is, it doesn't, but it does, because at the end of the day, like, I think that this is, and of course I'm going to say this, I'm obvious, you know the position I'm about to take, because we're a 500 team with the number three pick.
And we're how the world did y'all get that pick?
Because it's because oh, they flatten the pick. They flatten the
that's the Brooklyn Nets pick. Yeah, the that's Nets. The Nets pick.
Okay,
but even the Nets were still not supposed to be. There was like a. The Nets were supposed to get the ninth pick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it just held up statistically, like,
yeah,
what it would look like through one event.
Yeah.
But we know that it's not one event. It's a lottery, and they flatten the odds, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And now, I mean, yes, teams do still tank, but you should not still tank. Like, it's not really... Here's the thing about this draft. There are players, and it's what, like, somebody what makes a draft weak and strong is about the predictability, how good you feel that you can pick what ones are going to be good. That's what we're really saying. There is no such thing as a draft where an all-star will not come from. I mean, I want to say one of the weakest one of the weaker drafts we've looked at, I forget it was a second round pick who was like a Jokic or something. Like, I forget which one. One of those level guys. What it was you would not have chosen him because of his profile or his tape or both. Like, usually, like, oh, he doesn't have he has the game tape. He looks good, but none of his numbers and analytics match up. Or he has all these analytics and looks like garbage on the floor.
Wasn't Jalen Brunson a back of the first round or a second round pick? I think it was the back of the first round.
And was it like one of the all time great drafts? Not necessarily. So what I'm trying to say is this is not a draft where I would
that draft was a very good draft after that Jalen Brunson draft. Then, yes. Yeah.
So that's like a little to a different point.
But yeah, because Trey Young and
he was drafted third.
Second round.
There's definitely going to be a bunch of guys in this draft. Yeah. There's NBA guys
in every draft. Yep. See, Jersey hit the point I wanted to touch. They say it's going to be a bad draft, but I mean,
nobody really knows what it's going to be.
It's bad to the point, like Jersey was saying, like the pundits can't say there's no Wembanyama in this draft. You know, a person where there's a clear number one, like. At least from everything I read, yeah.
Is Jordan? Not Jordan. Is
Bronny James?
LeBron James gonna be.
Yeah, he was at the combine. He was in like scrimmage game. He dropped 4 points. He's not 6'4". He's 6'1". But I always heard he was 6'1". But some people say they heard he was 6'4", listed on the USC depth chart. Yeah. There was like nobody was ever drafted that was under 6'4". And averaged 5.6 points a game, like he potentially may have. Now, people was drafted averaging 5.6 points a game, but normally they were 6'4 and taller.
He's gonna get drafted.
Yeah, but let's translate over to these basketball playoffs, and I want to start off with the Cavaliers and Celtics. Celtics is up right now. Game 5 is tonight. As we talk, it's about to start in a little bit. And there's no Caris LeVert, no Allen, no Donovan Mitchell. Do the Cavaliers have a chance to extend this to Game 6?
Nope.
Nah.
Not without Donovan Mitchell and Allen, I don't think.
Garland is the only one left out there that can hold a fort down, man.
You never know. The Celtics could just throw out a stinker out there. I don't know. Shots just don't fall, but I think it's.
And Mobley there.
Yeah. I don't think Mobley scores enough to really impact a game like that, but.
Stranger things have happened.
Yep.
But I wouldn't put even a small amount of money on
it. But hey, this is what Cleveland signed up for when they.
Purposely lost the play against the Magic.
All right.
So when you purposely lose the play against the number 5 seed, you purposely losing the if you win that to go against the number 1 seed.
Unless you hope the number 1 seed lose. Weak. Let me tell you. That
what's
is
up? What's up, Jerry?
Weak. If that is true, what y'all are saying is more than conspiracy. Mm-hmm. That is you are purposely losing to try and guarantee yourself a playoff series. Garbage juice.
Yeah, see, you know the crazy thing? I didn't see it from the same publication that Ricardo did. I heard it from a pod. Where you heard the information from, Ricardo, about the Cavaliers losing? Was it from The Athletic? Or
I can't remember now. Okay. I've read so many things since then. I can't remember exactly where I read it from. Yeah, I apologize.
Okay, I just know you're not
a reliable source.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like, I mean, no one can, obviously, it's nothing it can be proved of certainty, right. But many people who cover the NBA feel like they purposely, well, let me say this, they didn't purposely lose, they put themselves in a position to lose, to make most, because, you know what I'm saying, because the people on the court are still playing hard, they just didn't put anybody on the court, but, you know.
But the front office.
Mm-hmm. They made a business decision.
Decided that certain people needed minutes.
Yep. Ranchero was tired or something. You know, he needed a, his knee was sore, whatever. But
woo. So tonight should be Boston clinching this game in the series in five, winning 4-1, right? Yeah, we
are. Yeah, I thought they was gonna get swept. So
yep,
kudos yeah, I thought they were gonna get swept. Didn't we give them the mercy game or whatever?
Yeah, the gentleman's sweep. They called it the gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, you
gentleman
call it gentleman's sweep.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. That's what it was. The gentleman's sweep.
The gentleman's sweep.
Never heard of that before.
Somebody, we gotta trademark that or something.
No, I heard it from gentleman's sweep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you made it up.
That's so funny, though.
I actually saw that either on TV or maybe I was listening to the
because that is exactly what it is.
If anybody, they call it the gentleman's sweep. Contact us and let us know so we can. So we can use that readily and give the credit where it's due, because that's
phenomenal. Yeah, I have to find out who came up with the gentleman's sweep, because I thought that was like the we're gonna give you one. The gentleman's sweep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yo. So Denver, Minnesota came out, won both games in Denver. Denver came back. Won both games in Minnesota.
Big.
And the next one in Denver. But the last two games, to me, somebody that one of our friends dismissed and who I think is really a super key, Mike Conley, missed game five, got hurt in game four, the majority of game four, which allows Murray to do a little more because Murray was on lockdown when Conley was there. And Nuggets found the way to survive and win, and now Minnesota's on the brink of elimination. What y'all guys think about this series so far?
A missed opportunity. You have to steal one. You have to get one at home.
Right.
I don't care about game four because you need to get one at home. You need to get one at home. You have the elephant in the room, you know, chasing after the mouse in it, with the mouse in his trunk, and you let him sneeze it out.
Right. Right, man. Man, this might be dangerous. And Edwards didn't have the best game in
over.
The best game five. He had 18 points game five. Wasn't one of them. The other two games, he dropped 40 in game four. Just didn't have enough to take it, man. I mean, Nuggets was in control the whole game five, man. There was a no doubt. It was manhandling Minnesota. And you know, it's so funny. They're making jokes about the Joker dunking more. He's like, I'm dunking more so he don't get his shot blocked. So he had like a little funny quote with it. So he's like, he's dunking more in this series because of the big men of Minnesota. But Minnesota on the brink, man. I picked Minnesota. I thought they really had a chance to really put this one
and
out.
They still do have a chance.
But it's like
do you really think they're going to win two in a row now?
It can happen. It's just hard. It's just really hard to get that.
There's no momentum.
Basketball, I feel like momentum is only as good as the today's game. Like, didn't Minnesota have all the momentum after the first two? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, momentum is just...
There's at least a fair point in that. I don't know. I have...
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, Jerz, I do agree with you. Missed opportunity, man. Now y'all on the brink. Now, it's not over. Mm-hmm. Man...
Denver's tough, man. That's a complete team right there.
A complete championship team. You know, the crazy part, Porter didn't really have a good game last game. It was pretty much the Joker and some of the role players, man, had some came up some really big shots, man.
So, you just I just don't like because the difference is in series, especially especially basketball, like. It's just, and probably hockey, but I don't know enough about hockey. But stars affect so much. Like the fact that, like, Jokic wasn't feeling like this game is on the series is on the line and we must win in game two. You're literally feeling that little extra bit, like, yo, like, they might get game six, but, like, I can't see Joker allowing. And we know allowing is real because we've seen LeBron not allow. We've seen Michael Jordan not allow.
And Jokic, it's high time we start talking about him as one of those people who doesn't allow things to happen.
Right.
I'm not gonna allow these dudes to beat him.
Right. He dropped 40 something. So
I'm not gonna allow.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Small Paul would allow.
You funny, bro. Let's get into the New York Knicks, man. They was calling.
I don't believe in that, by the way, the allow thing. But I hear you, though. I know a lot of people do, but I generally don't. But
we on a different podcast. Please do that, Cam. Write that into one of the future notes. I need the because I will have the tangible evidence to prove my side of this. I would love for you to.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get into the Knicks. The Knicks wind up picking the lead of the series 3-2. They got their 30-point win back against the Pacers from Game 4 when they was calling it the Mother's Day
Massacre. This is the Knicks' first blowout win of the playoffs.
Yes.
Every other game they played has been looking close. Like 6 points or less, 7 points or less. So.
Right. But yeah, they definitely got to get back to the Pacers because they was calling it the Mother's Day Massacre when the Pacers blew them out by 32 and they won by 30 yesterday. Because like I said, we recorded on Wednesday. So what y'all guys think, man, this next game, how you think it may go in Indiana?
Ooh, it's in Indiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, game six is in. Matter of fact, I was talking about this very same thing with Jamal. Indiana's weaknesses happen to be the Knicks' strengths. And I think that's the only reason they are
competitive with the Pacers.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, with the injuries.
With the injuries, right.
Yeah, because I think fully healthy, I think gentlemen sweep, honestly. But
for sure.
Because Indiana is a horrible rebounding team.
The number one scoring team as well in the NBA, number one scoring team, horrible rebounding team.
One of the number one scoring teams of all time, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy? In game four, they out-rebounded us in game four, and they shot 60% from the field as well. So
right.
Game four was something crazy.
Correct. And so this is where Tom Thibodeau makes his money, in my opinion. He said his adjustment for game five was sitting Precious
Antetokounmpo.
Right. And starting Miles McBride. So funny enough, the internet, the quote unquote people of the streets were so, oh my God, our second tallest player on the court is 6'4". We're going to be dominated on the board. I'm like, bro, Indiana doesn't rebound. It doesn't matter if they're 6'10". Siakam is not a good rebounder. Miles Turner is not a good rebounder. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
right.
Even with those height isn't when it comes to rebound. Yeah, like Josh Hart is 6'4", and he's the best rebounder on the court.
Right.
Like, so yeah, I'm like, nah. Josh Hart at 6'4", averaged more rebounds than
Siakam at 6'9".
Siakam at 6'10" this season.
Turner at 7'1".
Yes. So
I mean, look at how many rebounds per minute. Amen Thompson, 6'7", you know, definitely is a better rebounder per pound for pound than Alperen Şengün, who's probably like 7 feet tall.
Right, sure. Yeah. There's been plenty of big men who just aren't great rebounders, you know. Miles Turner, he's good at rim protecting, though. He's just not a good rebounder. Like, yeah.
Different skill set.
Yep. And somebody was saying, Jamal said when we were talking about it, he was like, well, you know, rebounding is about will. I was like, it's will and skill, though. You know, like, you have to realize how to position your body, how to read the ball once it leaves the player's hand, not just what, like, rebounding is really, like, if you ever heard Dennis Rodman talk about rebounding, it's more than just will, although will gets you a long way there, you know, like.
Yeah, and some of it's positioning, some of it's innate. Like, some of it is, like innate in the way that some receiving ability can be innate, like the actually catching of the football. Some people just know how to have that body control and position on someone. You know what I mean?
Also reading trajectories too.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Rob is saying about trajectory. It's about like geometry, basically.
Yeah, because they can. A lot of times, people can tell if it's going to be a miss or not. That's half the battle.
Yes.
Then you're trying to read. Once it misses, is it going to bounce to the left, to the right, straight up? Like, and people can really. And this is. I know
that's
we talked about.
Robin said about that.
Exactly. Like geometry. Yep.
Yep,
and this goes also to that debate we had about skill and talent. Mm-hmm. You know, like, is this a skill or is it talent? I think it might be a little bit of both. You know, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So, yeah, hopefully the Knicks can close the Pacers out because you don't want to get in the shootout with them dudes, man.
And Jalen Brunson is on the brink of making a little more hits. So right now he has 5 40-point games in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, no, I'm just glad he's looking.
And the record is 8 by LeBron James.
Yes. I'm just glad he's looking healthy because when he had hurt his foot, he was looking pretty bad.
Game four. Man. Yes.
Oh, man, I thought that foot sprain was going to – I'm just glad he's looking more healthy, man. It was bleak. It was looking real, real bleak. Even when he came back in game 3 and OG got hurt, man, and OG probably going to miss the rest of the series.
That's what I feel. I never thought anything else. As soon as he was trying to
come back quick, but
hopefully we see you next series, bro.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Hopefully the Knicks can handle the business in Indiana and close them out. Let's get to this OKC and Mavs game, man. Mavs made it a series again, man. And Luka, the whole thing, not just Luka, the whole team, Kyrie playing some inspired ball. Washington really coming through, Lively and Gafford really coming through.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think, man? I picked the Mavericks in before the series, so I'm gonna stick with my guns right there.
I picked OKC, but I always thought it was gonna be a series. Like, I never thought OKC was gonna run, you know. I never thought it was gonna be a gentleman's sweep kind of series.
Oh, no.
I just thought Dallas had too much talent for that.
Too much talent, too much experience. Like, you know what I mean?
Kyrie do have championship experience.
I'm going to use the word too much allow. Like you when you get swept, you allowed some.
You allow some feces, brother. You about to say you allow some.
You allow somebody stuff to happen to you. You ain't got, especially if you got the kind of guys on your team that. I mean, we're not talking about Boobie Gibson. And them on LeBron's squad when they got swept against a really great Lakers team.
Yeah.
We're talking about you got Kyrie Irving in the back pocket, a champion, a dude who got crazy in the championships.
Right. Clutch shot. Right.
Clutch shots and elite ball
hit. And it wasn't long ago. People were saying that Kyrie Irving was the best point guard in basketball. That was just 3 years ago. It was not that long ago.
People I respect tremendously basketball wise say he has top 5 all time skill set.
So people say he have the best handles. Like if you talk to Bam ever in NBA history, he have the best literally ball handles, better than AI, they say.
Better than Earl.
But Bam been saying this for like the last 8 years. He's been saying this like, God, that is so crazy. Yeah.
I mean, so you dudes like that not allowing that to happen.
Right. Right, man. So I really don't know how it's gonna go. Actually, like I say, I picked the Mavs, but you know, Shay, you know, Shay is a monster to deal with. It's about maybe his other teammates, if Williams can ever get off the schneid. Chet Holmgren is there. So we got to see, man. They young, but they number one for a reason. So,
yeah. Definitely but are they see. Not a Fugazi number one? I'm sorry. I don't believe they're going to win. I think that they're out. I never believed they were winning the Western Conference. I'm sorry.
They're like one of the few number ones that I've ever felt that way about that I can think of.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
But I don't think it's Fugazi. I just feel like, but because 1, 2, 3 were so close. It's not
they're separated by one game.
Like to the extent that like a seed represents. I don't mean that they're not a good team. That's not what I'm implying.
I thought you meant like they were overrated or something like that by being number one.
Only to the extent that a number one is typically, you know, who goes
the hands down favorite.
Number one's just like so often they go to the finals. Like it's just
that's true. But I think it's a different kind of NBA. People are rest. They rest. Case in point was Miami of last season. They didn't care what seed they were last year. They really didn't care.
I just think that's an outlier, though.
But I think we're gonna see more of that, though.
Yeah, you know, you may be right. You may be right. I'm really interested to see that happen.
Look at the 76ers this year. They didn't rush Embiid back. They're like, yeah, man, take your time, bro. Because when you come back, we're going to be... I mean, they happened to lose in the first round just because the Knicks are... was just a better team, but I mean...
But that's the case. Yeah. But that's going to be... You're going to end up... Those are the things that are going to end up happening to teams.
Yeah, but that's why. Yeah, yeah. You know, you're going to run against a good team, and don't forget, Vegas had Philly winning because a lot of people
felt that Embiid was there.
Not just that, but a lot of people felt that if Embiid was healthy the whole year, they wouldn't have been a number 16. They probably would have been number 2.
Correct. And that's it. Right. Just like last year in Miami, if Jimmy Butler.
And then, you know, Randall was hurt. So, you know, a lot of people thought the Knicks was, you know, probably wasn't going to be able to handle a team like that without Randall.
And I still thought the Knicks were a better team than the 76er teams. But, you know.
Yep. So, let's get to Gosh to Be More Careful. So we got a basketball player, ex-basketball player by the name of Glenn Big Baby Davis. He's been sitting 40 months in prison over a fraud scheme he tried to do. So, Blaze, you know a little bit more about this fraud scheme and Glenn Big Baby?
Didn't we talk about this before?
Yes, we talked about this with a bunch of athletes. Yeah,
and they were scamming. They were scamming the insurance.
You know what's so funny? Out of all the athletes, he's about to get the longest tenure. I heard some quotes from him being smugged about, like he thought he was going to get off or something, and something crazy.
Well, they were saying that he didn't take it seriously. He didn't feel I guess he felt because he was athlete and celebrity that he would have got a slap on the wrist.
But he's not that much of a celebrity anyway. If he wasn't like 6'8", no one would pay any attention to him.
Yeah, bro.
Walking down the street.
To you, he might be. But in his mind, he felt he was a celebrity.
Where did
this
take place?
He played college at LSU.
Where did this take place? Like, what states were these? Was this just across all the country?
Yeah, I don't know what state he was in when he.
I know who Big Baby David. I have a Big Baby Davis shirt.
Ricardo. But he wasn't the only one. There was other ones too.
It was multiple. I fell in love with March Madness. Mm-hmm. He was a college sensation. What do you call it? Like a person larger than his basketball skills. Like Baby, you know, like and Jack was propping him up, and it was just Big Baby was a thing. He was a thing.
Like Psycho T. Tyler Hasbro, man, he was the man in college.
Yeah, that's a really good
Well, he didn't. He felt he was going to get a slap in the wrist, and they gave him three and a half years, 40 months.
Well, 40 months is like 3 years and some change.
3 years and 4 months.
Yeah, 3 years and 4 months.
Well,
but you know, he'll probably won't do like all of that. Yeah, of that, right?
Yeah, he won't do all of that.
You know,
plus he's probably going
2.5 years is a long time.
Yeah. I thought federal, you have to do the whole time in federal.
No.
Is it federal or is it?
It's a federal, a felony.
Oh yeah, federal, you got to do most of your time.
I think 85%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I always thought federal had to do all the time.
You got to do most.
Okay, gotcha. 85%. Gotcha.
Most sentences have mandatory minimums.
Yeah.
Or felonies,
So let's go to the next topic. The NBA suspends Milwaukee Bucks Patrick Beverley four games for shoving a ball at fans. So, and also he kicked the reporter out of an interview.
Out of which is crazy to me.
That's good. No, this is the crazy part to me. So they was losing. This was the last game for the Bucks when they was about to lose. So he throws the ball into the stand. It hits the woman in the face. It bounced off her face and landed on the guy's lap. He calls for the ball back from the guy.
What?
The guy threw it to him. Then he threw it back. Yeah. The guy hit the guy in the face.
What? Yeah. Like, I guess that was the guy he was aiming for. And then, you know. First, oh, he said, man. He said
they was there's no they way was saying, I would have thrown the ball back at Pat. Like, that's my ball
now. They was right. They were chanting Cancun, but he said that particular fan was chanting more than Cancun. He said he's not going to say it, but it was. He said he's never been talked like that about, you know, say whatever the words were, say it to him.
He was saying that. Say what the man said. Oh my God.
He said it was a racial derogatory word.
Say it. If that man can say it in public out loud, you can say it too. Go ahead. Tell us what the man said, bro. Like,
right. Yeah, because I would like to know. But the crazy part is you threw the ball, missed him, and hit a woman.
And felt no remorse to the point where you asked the ball back to try to hit him again. That's
but
crazy.
You can't say, but hold on. But you can't. You don't feel remorse about hitting an innocent bystander with a ball. But you feel remorse. And you're one of the dudes, and I backed Patrick Beverly up sometimes for, like, you know, just having his
passion or whatever.
Speak. He ain't never been backward about coming forward, talking about this person and that, and running his mouth.
And but now speaking of that, Jerry, his mouth had got him a segment on ESPN. He's the ESPN has released him ever since this happened. He's no longer having his section on ESPN
because nobody's buying it. That's why nobody.
Hey, he said he have to be better. He said even though the words was derogatory, he said he have to be a better person and he will be better.
If I was that woman, I would sue the fuck out of that league. Oh my God, bro!
I have a concussion. I have. Trauma. Yeah. I cannot go and
or at least anymore. They should give her season tickets for the rest of her
keep
life.
Your ticket. First of all, she's probably sitting in the first row. She don't care. she probably already got her own season tickets. Like, nah, man.
I wonder if the guy that caught the ball was her husband. I wonder if that was.
And if they can prove what the man said, you know, ask people, he should be banned for life. I mean,
absolutely,
for sure. But
and so what happened with the interviewer, Ricardo? How he kicked out?
I forgot the question the man asked. I'm like, nah, get out of here. He literally
it was a woman.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, like it was his house. Like, yo, get out of my house, dog. Like,
yo, like you disrespecting me in my own place.
Yes. Like you have to leave now, miss.
Right.
So I'm just like, come on, and I understand it. The emotions are very raw when you just lose at anything, you know? But at the same time, your pay... This is what, you know, part of your pay is for what you do on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And the other pay is for moments like this, to comport yourself a certain way. You know, like, you get paid to talk to the media. You literally get paid to talk to the media.
The media is what market, it's free marketing for the whole, it's part of the reason that without the media, you're not making that kind of money in the first place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. How many games you got suspended?
Four games.
This should be more than that.
I think it should be more.
I think he should have got suspended 10 games.
Right.
Personally.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes.
Judge Ricky.
He needs to feel it. He needs to feel it.
Think about this. This is a grown man, an athlete, what, 6'2"?
How six many? 6'4", I think. 6'2", 6'4".
I didn't know. Okay. He threw a ball as hard as he could and hit somebody in the face. He could have killed that lady. Right. And this is not hyperbole. You know what I'm saying? He literally could have done someone a serious injury.
Yeah, I think she needs to sue. Like,
yeah, like that. Yeah, that's very irresponsible. She probably wasn't even looking at him.
Yeah, I think the article said he wasn't looking. Like, yeah, I think he hit the side of the face too.
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
Man, oh man, I wish it would be one of us. I'm sorry.
For anyone who's ever been hit in the face with a basketball, just from a regular person,
yeah,
you know, like it hurts.
You got an athlete. That's also high strung off emotions, super angry. He getting blown out the water.
Right. How much do you think a blind person would get?
court or not in court.
Man, I'd be like, bro, I'm like, that thing knocked my retina clean off, dog. Right.
Her
face, she probably has, her face is probably swollen.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. So let's move on to the next topic right quick, man. So the next topic, man. So the announcer mistakenly named the wrong winner of the Jamaica Johnson and Nina Hughes fight. So Nina Hughes was the losing, was the loser of the fight. So the guy was reading, he had the paper in his hand when he went to call the fight, and he named Hughes' name. So her and her team was celebrating, and Johnson was looking confused because Johnson clearly won the fight. So right then he said, oh, my bad, I made a mistake. Johnson won the fight. It became a really big thing. Hughes' corner, everybody was mad and everything. They had to go double back with the judges. And when he said it the second time, was actually the right one. Johnson had won unanimously, but he said the wrong name by mistake.
I love Joe Tessitore on the call of this happening, because you know, you hear this guy, he just, and you know, I'm thinking about it totally differently because you know I'm having my first ever hosting opportunity, so I'm trying not to be too critical, but I'm also listening into it. The dude came on sounding so self-important, which okay, you know, I'm gonna sound self-important, but he comes back sounding even more self-important with the second call. Joe Tessitore is like, whoever this lieutenant, whatever, Dan, something or other, is, they need to get out of here. The other guy goes,
yeah, a lot of people was really angry. Some people say, this is the worst announcement. This is just,
it was so pathetic.
I think he's going to lose his job, personally.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's so crazy? It's not like he got much to do. I feel like
you just got to read it off the paper.
You introduced them and you named the winner. It's not like it's not like you're common.
Spoke their name either. Like it was something totally like you literally read the whole thing wrong.
Okay, y'all, let's move on right quick. The Cubs. Let me see. They draw 6 bases loaded walks. Most in one inning in 65 years in the MLB. They happened against the Pirates.
Yeah, I figured it was the Pirates it happened against.
It could have been Oakland, bro. You can't be
Pirates. Yeah, but Pirate, I'm just saying the Pirates doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask. Was this one... Like, did they not pull that pitcher after?
They did,
like,
and like, they did pull the pitcher, and the other pitcher that relieved him continued the streak. Yes,
yeah,
yep.
It's hard pitching with the bases loaded, man. So I could, right. You know, especially when you come into a game in that inheriting those base runners. That's
right. So we got to move on. Next topic: the Kansas man pleads guilty to stealing the Jackie Robinson statue. Mm-hmm. He faces more than 19 years in prison. So it wasn't race related. He was actually trying to sell.
He wanted the bronze.
The bronze from off it for money. Mm-hmm. He's not saying who the other 3 guys were because the video showed 3 guys helping him, but he's taking the conviction on the chin himself. So
He's taking the charge.
If he serves 19 years in jail, somebody hates him in the penal system in the judicial system. I don't know if that's a 19-year crime myself.
You don't think so? The statue was worth $75,000.
Bro.
$75,000.
If you go to jail for stealing if you go to jail for 19 years for stealing $75,000, again, someone hates you out here.
Yeah. He should get like a 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Like, people have stole millions of dollars and not even...
Where was it?
Kansas.
2 pounds of weed. So...
There was a time, you mean? Yeah.
There was a time.
I think that was more race related than. Well, this is not that kind of podcast, but.
Right. But yes. Know,
yeah.
For a crime that.
I was going to say that, but.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Next topic. Tyson Fury dead. His bust one of USIC team members in the head. He wound up cutting his forehead. He said the guy was talking to him. Crazily, he got up and the guy facing head butted him as both team members on each side got into it. Tyson wasn't there. He just asked his dad, why your face bleeding when he saw his dad. So
yeah, this isn't shocking. I mean,
his dad actually have a history of going to jail and.
Well,
that's not even why it's not shocking. It's not shocking.
Well, his dad gutted a guy's eye out. He went to jail for taking a guy's eye out.
Yeah, it's not even that, you know. Well, that makes it even less than not shocking. It would have been more shocking if he didn't do something, now that I know that. But, I mean, there's been a ton, you know, boxing, like, there's just, like, that bravado. And it's not even false. It's just these people are around that. They bout it. And you remember Yoel Judah hopping up in the ring in the Judah Mayweather fight? Remember Yoel Judah and Roger Mayweather? The corners came. You know, these things have happened.
Any related to Zab Judah?
What's up?
Is he related to Zab Judah?
Oh yeah, that was the Zab Judah versus Mayweather.
Oh, that's his father.
And then Mayweather
the corner
Mayweather uncle.
Yoel Judah is his father, and Roger Mayweather is
right. I know Roger. I just want to know how he's related to Zab.
And they were, their whole entourage was in that ring because they, you know, low blows and whatever. Mm-hmm. They said that Katz was throwing low blows. That was when Judah went up 4-0 on Mayweather, and these types of things happen. Didn't one of the Garcia. Was it his father? One of them got busy at the weigh-in. These things, they go on. Like, cats get hooked off on
this. Is no different than the crazy parents at youth games, just writ large.
Tyson Fury's dad named him Tyson after Mike Tyson because when he was born, he was a preemie. And he called him he said, "You're a fighter. You're going to be a fighter for the rest of your life. You're fight to live, and now you're going to fight for the rest of your life." That's why that's where he got the name from.
Yep. There you go.
So we're about to move on to He Went Crazy. Crazy. So now y'all tell me if this crazy or not, right? So the Tyson and Paul fight have a ticket package that's $2 million, which includes 10 seats, a personal security escort, and a hot dog.
An expensive hot dog.
They say and more, but I figure the more must be a hot dog and a bottle of water. Or something.
Right. At least can I have a beer with it?
Can I have some alcohol? Can I get some alcohol?
So do you guys want to get... 7 other people to go with y'all that's not named Buddy to put in for this $2 million package?
No. I would never. Like, obviously, there are some people with more money than they know what to do with, and they will definitely think about
that.
But, I mean, I would, first of all, no, at least me personally, I don't care about meeting Paul. But if you get to sit down for 10 minutes with Mike Tyson, I don't know, it might be worth it. You know, like, if you...
$2 million?
There's people out there that would definitely love to meet Mike Tyson one way or another. I can see it. Like, I don't know, but not me. I was actually telling a coworker today, there's nothing in life I'm that interested in that I could spend that kind of money on. At least right now. Like, at my age and my tax bracket, I can imagine playing... Honestly, even if it was, I don't know, $200,000, I'm like, no. Like, come on, man. Like, nah, I'm all right.
All right, y'all. So which one wants to shut us down, man? Who's going to shut us down this week?
Why don't you go ahead, buddy? Jersey's not here.
Okay. So I want to thank y'all, man, for joining us as we here. Make sure you check us out on Dodge Radio as well. Tell your smart device to enable Dodge Radio. Check us out Saturday, 6 o'clock Eastern and 11 o'clock UK time. Also, give us a review on Apple. Check us out on Spotify. I'm at BSportsCypher, CYPHER, at BSportsCypher on Twitter or X. Carter, where are you at?
DA Sports Cypher with a Y. At DA Sports Cypher with a Y on Twitter. Yes. I'll never call it X. I'm a rebel.
So we definitely appreciate y'all for joining us, spending time with us. And you know our motto, we're here to get the people what they want, man. $2 million tickets.
More tweets. They don't call them X's, they call them tweets. Right?